God's grace and mercy and peace be with each one of you from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I am preaching the request of Judy and other people a sermon on mission and on church planting in the LCA. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, would you please open my lips to speak your word for your beloved people and open our hearts and ears to receive your good news and to step out in faith and follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sisters and brothers in Christ, I bring you greetings from Pakenham Lakeside Church, which is one of the newest churches of the LCA, not yet a constituted congregation of the LCA, but certainly a church, a place where God's people gather around word and sacrament. I would love to spend a couple of hours with you talking about what God is up to and what is wonderful things are happening in mission and church planting in the LCA. But I think that you might get restless. Some of the younger ones among us might get even more restless. So I'm going to share a parable about mission and church planting with you because, like Jesus, I believe that sometimes the stories stick with us long after the dot points have disappeared. But first of all, as I begin to preach on mission, I'd like to start with a quote from a great 20th century missionary, a man called Leslie Newbegin. He says this: "The mission of the church is rooted in the gospel itself. There has been a long tradition which sees the mission of the church primarily as obedience to a command. But it seems to me that this misses the point. It tends to make mission a burden rather than a joy, to make it part of the law rather than part of the gospel. If one looks at the New Testament evidence, one gets another impression. Mission begins with a kind of explosion of joy. The news that the rejected and crucified Jesus is alive is something that cannot possibly be suppressed. It must be told. Who could be silent about such a fact?" So mission begins with a kind of explosion of joy. And our participation in God's mission to the world is part of the gospel, not part of the law. Keep that in mind as we go through. I believe that deep in our hearts, each of us as Christians hears the voice of Jesus and knows his call. "You will be my witnesses. Go and make disciples." That's what resonates in our hearts. That's what empowers us in being partners in God's mission. All right, now for the parable. You may think that you've heard something like this before, but stick with me. I promise you, it's not what you expect. What is church planting and mission like in the kingdom of God? Or what shall I compare it to? This is the parable of the surf school and the young surfer. Once there was a surfing school down the Great Ocean Road. The surfing school was well situated, close to the beach, and the wonderful world-famous waves of the great surf coast. This surf school was well known for its technical brilliance, research and understanding of the theory of surfing. The members of the surf school had among them brilliant surfologists who knew all about wave and water formation, wind and water currents, the technicalities of water flow and the shaping of surfboards, and the physics of balance and momentum that go into successfully catching a wave. But there was a problem. The surf school had hardly seen any graduates go out and actually catch any waves. Then along came a young and enthusiastic student who desperately wanted to learn to surf. There was a ripple of excitement around the surf school. A few of the best teachers accompanied him on his journey. They gave him a great surfboard and all the equipment that he needed. They taught him the theory of surfing. They practiced riding and balancing on the beach and getting up to your knees on the surfboard on sand, all very important in learning to surf. And eventually, they took him paddling into the waves. That was when the young surfer learnt that surfing is hard. It was, in fact, one of the hardest things that he'd ever learned. More often than not, the waves that were supposed to carry him gracefully into the beach instead dumped him painfully in the ocean. Or he'd managed to just get up to his feet and then lose his balance over and over. The water was bone-chillingly cold. He had to learn all sorts of practical things like counting sets of waves and working out which one was going to be the best to try and ride in on. He spent a long time waiting while the water seemed to go as flat as a pancake and no waves came. He spent a lot of other time looking wistfully at those experienced surfers who seemed to be able to gracefully catch every wave and ride it in to the beach. Sometimes he thought that if he just got a different board or a different surf school, he could surf. Often he thought of just giving up altogether. But with the help and encouragement of his teachers and mentors, the young surfer kept at it. He got to his knees a few times. He caught the exhilaration of riding the power of the waves. And eventually he got to his feet on the board and rode all the way into the beach. His teachers and mentors whooped and hollered their encouragement and their joy in sharing his exhilaration. He emerged from the shallow waves near the shore with the widest grin on his face, yelling in glee, "That is the best," he enthused. "That is so good, I can't keep it to myself. I want to teach others to learn to surf as well." Okay, Pastor Nathan, what is the meaning of the parable? Let me tell you how church planting in the LCA is like learning to surf. God's mission to the lost people of this world is not just over there somewhere. It's not just overseas. Right now in Australia, we are in a situation of mission to the West. And I name myself as a missionary to the West. Less than 8% of Australians attend church regularly on a Sunday. There is a growing number of people who do not even know the very basics of the Christian narrative. What is Easter about? I have been asked that question without any trace of a joke or hint of mockery. What is Easter about? The sad and painful fact is that despite the LCA's well-deserved reputation for theological and biblical rigor, we're a bit like a surf school that doesn't see very many graduates. Whether you think of new surfers as new disciples of Jesus, new Christians, or as new churches, on both counts, we're not doing very well. The National Church Life Survey data shows that we have the lowest conversion rate of any of the mainline churches in Australia. It's about 3% every 5 years. That means that for every 30 Lutherans in Australia, it takes 5 years to make a new disciple of Jesus. I'm deeply saddened by this. This is a far cry from Jesus' parable of the sower, where he talks about 30, 60, or 100-fold growth. Pastor Brett Kennett, who is our district pastor for congregational support, says, "We Lutherans are really good at getting the message straight, but we're not very good at getting it out." But I would say that getting it out is an essential part of getting it straight. As I said, we're a bit like the surf school in my parable. We have a very low rate of new surfers. Many LCA members that I know can't name a single person that they've seen come to faith in Christ as an adult. And we haven't planted churches in an intentional way for a generation. And yet, there is hope. There is good news. We are seeing in our own beloved LCA the beginnings of a church planting movement, a movement of mission and evangelism. And I've been praying for this to happen in our church for over 20 years, as have other people. The Holy Spirit is bringing a wave of change and a wave of power. We are seeing young, enthusiastic people wanting to learn to surf and to teach others, or to plant churches and make disciples and obey the Great Commission. Did you know that there is now a Lutheran church planter school in Albury? A Lutheran church planter school. It started this year. They have, I think, 8 people who are going through a year-long course in order to become trained and mentored and equipped as church planters and evangelists. Did you know that at the beginning of 2018, the Lutheran Church of Australia, Australia-wide, had 8 registered church planters? As I speak to you right now, we have more than 30. God is doing something special, amazing, and wonderful here. So back to the parable for a moment. To learn to surf, you need to be in the right place at the right time with the right people. You need teachers and mentors. You need to have the right conditions in terms of waves and water. You need to be on the right platform, a surfboard, and you need to be doing the right things. You need to have a skill set. And when all of these come together, the surfer actually gains energy from the waves. It's not the surfer's doing, it's actually the waves that carry the surfer into shore. And just like that, in church planting and mission, it's not our own power, but the power of the Holy Spirit that carries us along and gives us that joy and that exhilaration of seeing new people come to faith in Christ. But learning to surf is hard. I can tell you from personal experience that being a church planter is the hardest thing I have ever done in personal or in ministry life. It comes with a cost. I often feel like I'm getting smashed by the waves. It's easy to fall off the surfboard. There seems to sometimes be a long wait between waves, and I'm looking around and going, well, what is the Holy Spirit doing now? Nothing seems to be happening. And sometimes I wish I was on a different platform. I don't know if you know, but Planet Shakers, one of the big Pentecostal churches, has their church service just over the road from Lakeside College, where our church worships. And when I see literally hundreds of people streaming to Planet Shakers on a Sunday morning, I think, maybe I'm on the wrong platform. Maybe I should be, you know, on that surfboard, and then maybe things would be happening for me. So where do you come into this? Let me tell you that the people of God in the Lutheran Church of Australia, especially in congregations that are becoming what we are calling partner churches, churches that walk alongside new church plants and partner with them in prayer and finances and sometimes practical help. You are like my leg rope and my wetsuit. Those waters are freezing. They will kill you if you stay in too long without a wetsuit. And the prayers of God's people are like the protection that church planters need against that freezing cold water and the waves that seem to smash down on top of us. And your partnership in prayer and in walking alongside us and in hearing the stories and in catching the excitement of what God is doing is like the leg rope that ties me to the surfboard. When it's really tempting to go, you know what, it would be easier just to go in and sit by the fire, you help keep us connected to the surfboard, which is the Word of God, which is the only thing that can help us catch the waves of the Holy Spirit. So you are like those 2 important but often overlooked pieces of surfing equipment, that leg rope and that wetsuit, keeping me tied to the board and protecting me against the killing, chilling waters of spiritual warfare. In our church plant at Pakenham, we are seeing people coming to faith in Jesus who have never opened the Bible before. This Palm Sunday, we had people who said, I have never heard the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem on a donkey. I've never heard that story before. That's the first time that I've encountered it. And this is a great joy, to see people come to faith in Jesus, to see them get the good news that what Jesus did was for them, and that their sins are forgiven, and that they can be reconciled to a God that they didn't even know before. That is exciting. That is awesome. And as potential partners of church plants, you can get to share in that excitement and in those stories. As I conclude, let me return to my parable one more time. For a surf school, seeing new people learn to surf is fantastic. It's actually what life is all about. And for the church, church planting is actually good for church renewal. Seeing new people come to faith in Christ and seeing new communities of God's people planted in a local context is full of joy. If you think back to an adult baptism that you have seen, that sense of solemn joy and celebration, and the sense that we are actually partying with the angels who rejoice when one of God's lost children comes home, that's what it's all about. Not every church can plant a new church. But every church, and I'd like to put this to you as a challenge, every church can be a partner for a church plant, for a new church. You can share that partnership in the gospel. You can pray for church planters and new churches. You can hear the life-giving and joyful stories of new life in Christ. You can support the church plant in finances and in service to the capacity that you have. And this is actually life-giving. The Lutheran Church of Australia's Committee for New and Renewing Churches wants to see every congregation of the LCA become a partner church for a church plant. That way, you get to whoop and holler with joy and share the exhilaration as you see a young surfer getting up on the board and catching the wave of the Holy Spirit, as you see new people coming to faith in Jesus and new churches being planted. That way, mission not only begins but continues as an expression of the gospel, a kind of explosion of joy. Could the Holy Spirit be calling even this gathering of God's people to be a partner in local mission in our country of Australia, to share the pain and the joy? In the end, as the LCA, we are called by God not just to launch one new surfboard, a new church plant, or a new disciple of Jesus, but actually a flotilla of surfboards, a suite of surf schools, teaching others and multiplying the skill. Really, we haven't completed our task until that surfer is competent to teach others who are competent to teach others. And finally, pray for God to send out workers into his harvest fields. For the harvest is indeed plentiful in our land, but the workers are few. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the one who builds your church. Please grow your church and this part of your church, the LCA. Please pour out your Holy Spirit on us so that we may be revived and so that we may see new people coming to faith in Christ. And as we do, fill us with your joy. In your name we pray. Amen.